Well, let's turn our attention to boxing now. And of course, this week, European and world amateur medalist Jason Quigley hit the headlines by announcing he's considering a move into the pro ranks. And the 22-year-old hot property at the moment, claiming a European gold and a world silver this year. But another Irish hero has told us here on Sunday Sport that it's his intention to turn pro 100% once he gets the right offer. Double Olympic medalist Paddy Barnes gave us his insight in an exclusive radio interview with our own Barry O'Neill. In it, he also revealed his concerns on the lack of financial support for the sport, the welfare of the boxers, and the unfairness of the system.
Chew your elbow off for a silver medal. And Kennedy, he goes to his knees in the ring.
Boxing, everyone only really hangs on to it every 4 years when boxers are doing well in the Olympics. It needs to be made more attractive. The boxing shows, we need to have more shows in Ireland, in that national stadium. It's only used a handful of times every year. It's the only purpose-built boxing stadium in the world. It should be used more often. You know, it should make them more attractive for people to come and watch boxing, you know. It's slowly dying a death, but it's not happening at the moment.
The Irish Amateur Boxing Association High Performance Programme has proven to be one of the greatest success stories in Irish sport in recent years. The High Performance Unit, established in 2003, has paved the way for Irish amateur boxing's recent success. No doubt, the golden chapter in the sport's history.
And Paddy Barnes shows just why he is an Olympic bronze medalist. But here we are, 3 seconds away. Paddy Barnes lets down the fist. He knows he is the European champion. He is a gold medalist. And Paddy Barnes, 23 years of age, from the north side of Belfast.
The IABA has a proud 102-year history and has had many achievements, notably at the Olympic Games, with boxing undoubtedly Ireland's most successful sport, yielding 16 medals for the country since 1952. But 7 of those Olympic medals have been won at the last 2 games, at Beijing 2008 and London 2012 combined, including a gold medal for Katie Taylor. The Irish Sports Council is the main source of funding to amateur boxing, with the sport receiving just over €2.9 million in its most recent high-performance programme between 2009 and 2012. That's 9% of the total Sports Council funding that totals €25.87 million divided across 20 national sports bodies, with €1.5 million being allocated also to the Olympic Council of Ireland. But based on Sports Council funding, how does the allocation compare with other sports? Athletics Ireland receives a bigger allocation over the 4 years leading into the London Games of €3.1 million. Horse Sport Ireland received €2.2 million, with rowing and sailing receiving just over €2 million each. However, there are questions being raised by many in Irish amateur boxing circles. Should the sport be receiving more funding, considering its success at European and World Championships in recent years, and the fact that Irish boxing has claimed those 7 Olympic medals at the 2 most recent games? And maybe it's time that success is rewarded with supplementary funding for sports bodies and their athletes who achieve international championship and Olympic success.
5 seconds to go. A wonderful day for Ireland. A great day for Paddy Barnes. Stay out of trouble, Paddy, and you've got it. But you sense with the tricolour being raised around this wonderful venue that this is Paddy Barnes' bronze medal.
26-year-old Belfast light flyweight Paddy Barnes is one of the most successful Irish amateur boxers of all time. A winner of a bronze medal at his first Olympic Games in 2008, he secured bronze again in London 2012, therefore creating history by being the first Irish boxer to win 2 Olympic medals at 2 consecutive Olympic Games. He's also won gold and silver medals at the European Championships in 2010 and 2013 respectively, and Commonwealth gold in 2010. Barnes remains in the IABA's High Performance Programme, but is the programme about to face its biggest challenge, with high-profile participants leaving and about to depart the amateur ranks for the professional game?
Jonjo, on the verge of history. Jonjo Nevin, 10 seconds away. The world number one from Cuba. Has to chase, they almost walk around the ring. Jonjo is walking, fainting, moving his feet. He knows the game is up, and surely Ireland are in another final. Dreams do come true. And Jonjo knows he has the job done.
Recently, Olympic silver medalist Jonjo Nevin made the move, and it's reported this week that European gold and world silver medalist Jason Quigley is seriously considering the move to the professional sport.
It's all over. It's the final bell. A fabulous last round. A great effort by Jason Quigley.
Give my whole life to the sport. And I don't want to go away and look at it different. I'm going to be absolutely honoured to be the first Irish man ever to get this far, but this is my job, this is my life. It's everything I do, you know.
This week, Paddy Barnes, in an exclusive interview with RTE Radio 1 Sunday Sport, revealed his concerns on the lack of investment, boxer welfare, education, and his intentions to go professional.
In 2013, Irish boxing broke our own records, you know, the European Championships with 4 medalists, 2 gold, 2 silver. And at the World Championships, we had our first ever male senior boxer in a final. We picked up 2 medals, which is a fantastic achievement.
Can I ask you this, Paddy, in relation to the high performance unit, a number of boxers, I suppose, have done, you know, particularly well, like yourself, with Olympic success. Jonjo Nevin this year has decided, after quite a good year at the Europeans, etc., doing well. But the high performance unit, did it ever cross your mind to leave the amateur ranks, leave that behind, and go into the pro ranks?
Yeah, a few times, you know, when I'm watching my friend fight, Carl Fratton, he seems to be doing very, very well. And especially when Carl Fratton's fighting, he's fighting in front of 9,000 people. When Paddy Barnes fighting, he's fighting in front of 100 people. What's the main concern? I'd rather fight in big crowds where people appreciate you more, rather than fight in National Stadium in front of 100 people.
And would that play in your mind quite a bit, the amateur versus pro debate, or is it something that has passed you that you've got over and you're going to continue with the amateur ranks going towards Brazil?
No, it's something that's just I'm used to, you know. I'm used to fighting in front of small crowds, but fighting in 2 Olympic Games, you know where the big crowds are and you get the feel for it. You always want to fight in front of the big crowds. Like, that's all I want to do, you know. I want to showcase my skills in front of a wider audience, and professional boxing probably be best for that there. But if a promoter came to me with a good contract, I'd be winning the morning.
You would go professional if it was offered to you tomorrow, like Carl Frampton. You would go that way if it came your way?
100%.
The difficulty about that would be that Irish amateur boxing, they have supported you, the Irish Sports Council. It would be that easy decision to make at this stage now, Paddy?
They support me 100%, but, you know, I'm thinking for my own career, my own life. I've actually a kid on the way, and all. It's my job, you know. I'm not education because I choose to box. So I'm in it now to make as much money as I can to try and secure my future. But I'm well funded off the Irish Sports Council, which is good. They've been really good to me, but nothing's guaranteed, you know. After every year, your fund is reviewed. If you're not performing well, you could be cut, you know. So I'm just looking long term.
But at the same time, when you look at Darren O'Neill in the middleweight class, champion a number of years in a row, along comes Jason Quigley, who is knocking on his heels. Darren O'Neill's beat Jason Quigley, European World silver medalist. Is it nights like that, national finals, that couldn't decide an amateur boxer's future, like yourself and for guys like Darren O'Neill?
I think where Darren O'Neill's case is concerned, though, that's really scaring me, because, you know, Darren O'Neill was team captain in Olympic Games. He was one of Irish boxing's one of the greats. And he lost Jason Quigley, yeah, brilliant talent. And after all the success Darren's had, being an Olympian, team captain, nobody cares about him now. You know, it's a conveyor belt, Irish boxing. You know, he's put to the back of the queue, and, you know, he's not even funded next year. You know, that's how cutthroat it is.
And would that have been part of the decision-making process and Jonjo Nevin's decision to eventually go pro, a situation like that?
It could possibly be part down to that, but I think, you know, Jonjo Nevin's been offered a good contract, professional. You know, he'd be well looked after financially, and I think that he feels it's best for his career and the next step up, and I think he's good enough to be a world champion professional.
Paddy, what age are you now?
I'm 26.
And the pro game would definitely be a big goal of yours at present?
Yes, why not? I've done great in the amateurs. I've got 2 Olympic medals, of 2 European medals. I've won an Ironman in Rio. It's not going to get me more money, you know. It's going to be the same, you know. I thought by winning an Ironman medal in London, you know, my profile would be raised higher, but I'm still the same person as I was in Beijing, you know. The same people know me. The way amateur boxing's promoted, and I would say advertised, but it's not even advertised. Just the way the IBA's, you know, pushing boxing, you know, it's not good enough.
How do you mean it's not good enough? It's just not good enough for the fighter, but it's good enough for the association as such?
It's not good enough for either of us, you know. I don't know whether it's because the sports council aren't giving Irish boxing enough money, but I feel the IBA is not emphasising, you know, I don't think they know how to promote our sport, which we really need in order to for finance, letting the wider public know that when fights are on, and you know, letting the wider public know about who we are and what we do and what kind of training we do. You know, I think that we need something in place to try and sort that out for us. Amateur boxing is going to take another step backwards.
But the high performance unit has brought Irish amateur boxing to a new level over the last decade. Do you feel that the publicity and the fighters' welfare, the fighters' future, what you do after the sport, the amateur game, do you think all that needs to be addressed?
Yeah, 100%. Even take what I was saying there about Darren O'Neill, you know, nobody cares about him anymore. You obviously get people in boxing saying they do care about them, but believe me, they don't. You know, he gave up his teaching job to compete at the Olympic Games, came back to the Olympic Games because he didn't win a medal. He didn't have a job to go back to. Wrong with her myself. I try to mix education and boxing, but it's so, so hard if you want to compete at top level. You got these athletes who have degrees behind them and they've got a good education behind them. You know, so people will say, well, if they can do it, why can't you? But one question I put to them is, were there major medals?
You have multiple Olympic medals, which is unique, and European championships. Have you had offers for the pro game?
Yeah, I've had a few offers. So actually, people talk to me right now from America, the same people who signed a few boys.
Billy Walsh is head coach of the Irish Amateur Boxing Association's High Performance Unit. The Wexford man has tasted success within and outside the ring and has masterminded much of the international and Olympic success in recent years. Billy agrees that boxers need more assistance by way of promotion, education and funding. He told me that the amateur sport in Ireland could lose more of its top boxers to the pro game if these issues are not addressed.
Of course it does, yeah, and there is a few, and there might be one or two in the meantime that may, but look at the way we look at it, you know, we have a talent pipeline there that we'll be developing these guys, and a lot of these cases it's not really financial that they're going for, it's just this dream that they have of being a world professional champion and the glory and that comes with that, because sometimes they go unnoticed here being amateur boxers or Olympic style boxers, they get very little publicity in comparison to other sports, whereas the pros get all the big razzmatazz of the day, the night out, and you're the man and what have you, you know, so it's the ego piece of that, you know, as guys go to the World Championships and go to the Europeans and go to Olympic Games and be successful at that, sometimes that doesn't stimulate you anymore, and you know, they may change their goals and they may decide to go, and if that's the case, well, that's the case. But in general, you know, we've been very fortunate that we've kept all these guys here thanks to the funding from the Irish Sports Council. Without that, you know, we wouldn't have been able to keep these guys in full-time training, so that's what's kept them together, and hopefully it will keep us right through to Rio.
Is the funding at present sufficient to keep this programme going?
No, for the amount of what we have, no, but you know, we're very, very thankful to the Sports Council. You know, we are 100% reliant on them, and they've been very, very good to us. Unfortunately, we have so much talent coming through at all levels that I think we can be better. I think we need regional centres around the country, centres of excellence, to be feeding into the high performance unit. We have phenomenal talent in the clubs, ran by volunteers all over the country, and I think if we can harness all of that, I think we definitely could be one of the best teams in the world.
In relation to individual boxers, you know, that might be considering going pro, not even from the high performance, would you have a message for them to stay within in the amateur circles, that there's bigger things to be gained from it? Or would you be saying to them, you know, it's your own decision? If one of your fighters came to you and said that to you, you know, they had a decision to make.
Yeah, look, we've had this with John Joe as well, you know, so we sat down and talked to him and weighed up the pros and cons, you know, in this part here, you're part of the team, you're part of the family. When you go professionally, you're on your own. You got to look after everything yourself. You got to pay for everything yourself. Everything is catered for you here. Your support network around you, you know, and you can have a decent lifestyle here now with it, and become very successful and well known, you know. So we're trying to promote and obviously keep all these guys in this setup and in the amateur ranks. And hopefully coming out of it, then there'll be a career pathway for them. So when they finish up, they'll have something to work into.
The programme here within the high performance is pretty full-time. It's full-on training every day, 5 days a week.
Yeah, and it's twice a day, you know, and a lot of guys find it difficult to do anything else outside of that as regards studying or anything like that, because they're focused on, and then you spend so much time out of the country to focus on the major championship for that year. We've tried bits and pieces, dabbling bits and pieces of, you know, marrying some education, and it has been proven that this education is beside sport will help enhance your sport. And it's also been proven sport will enhance your education if you have a small bit of that. So it's trying to get the right programme for these guys. Look, and the support, we need support around that to finance that, because a lot of our energy is focused on the major competition and channeling the money towards that.
And because boxing has been so successful, like, everyone comes out after it, you know better than anybody else, to say well done to the boxers that win medals, Europeans, Worlds, Olympics. Do you think more should be done to help the boxers, you know, from outside agencies, away from the IABA, to help them stay in the amateur game, to win these medals, bring back national pride to the country? Do you think that there should be somebody else helping the IBA to help these boxers with their future?
No, absolutely. I think not only the boxers, but I think the whole association needs a decent sponsor to come in here, because the work that's doing in the community, the work that's doing right across the board of the 32 counties of Ireland, across all spectrums, across all religions, you know, it's a phenomenal success story. Apart from what we're doing at international level, those are the key things. It was making better people out of kids coming from disadvantaged backgrounds, and as I say, across all walks of life. So I think the sport needs a boost in the arm to be able to finance, to be able to work in those areas, because it is a totally amateur organisation. I think it'll be a good brand for some company to come on the back of, because of all the goodwill and all the work that's been done under.
That's Billy Walsh, Irish coach, a man who's had so much success, talking to Barry O'Neill in a wide-ranging report there on Irish boxing. I suppose the most interesting points were made by Paddy Barnes, and I'm joined here in studio by five-time senior champion and European bronze medalist Eric Donovan, and an eight-time national champion and two European bronze medals, Mick Dowling. Three between you, gentlemen. Mick, I want to give you the first opportunity to speak here. Let's focus on what Paddy Barnes had to say. He has been offered professional terms in the past. It's his intention to turn professional. We'll talk about that in a moment, but just your general reaction to everything he had to say there.
Well, it's inevitable that Paddy would be offered professional terms, all right, as Michael Conlon, I'm sure, has been, as apparently Jason Quigley now has been offered as well. You know, once you've performed at the level that Barnes and those boys have performed, professional managers are going to be looking for you, because not only can they make money for you, but you can make a lot of money for them. And whether Paddy at 26 years old can really make it in the pro game or not, that's debatable. Paddy is a you know, he's a great ambassador for amateur boxing. We've mentioned already the medals that he's got. You know, does he have the power? Is the power to really have a big following? That would be the question for Paddy Barnes. But I suppose Carl Frampton has proven up north that he is able to get a following. Frampton, of course, is a little bit heavier than Paddy. He's a different type fighter than Paddy Barnes. Frampton is a big, big puncher, very, very exciting. Paddy Barnes would have a very, very high work rate, but I think would lack the real power that Carl Frampton has.
Eric Donovan, what did you make of all of that?
No, I thought it was a very good interview from Paddy. You know, I can understand where he's coming from to a certain extent, because you know, boxing is a short career. Amateur boxing is, anyway. And, you know, he's picked up two Olympic medals already so far. And he believes, you know, maybe he should be getting a little bit more publicity. You know what I mean? The Irish Sports Council are funding him fairly handsomely. Like, but it's the financial security he wants for the future. He feels he's a double Olympic medalist. And, you know, his time is running out in the amateur game. He's probably around, you know, after Rio Olympic Games, Paddy will probably be pulling curtains on his amateur career. So he's looking at one of his best friends, Carl Frampton, who's selling out the Odyssey Arena up in Belfast. And it's a big following, the big razzmatazz of the pro game. You know, but the pro game is a very, very hard game. You know, it's a business. It's not really a sport. Paddy Barnes is representing Ireland in an amateur sport. He's getting a chance to wear the signet for Ireland and go to the Olympic Games. And you know, he's getting, you know, a fairly decent grant from the Irish Sports Council. But, you know, obviously he seems to want a little bit more, and he's not going to get it from the amateur game. So he believes he has to go a step further to the pro game.
I would agree with Eric, you know, that, you know, the future is what Paddy Barnes is thinking, and the fact that he's now 26 years old. What do you do when you retire in 4 years' time if you don't have an education, you don't have a qualification as even an electrician or a plumber or whatever? And I'm sure Paddy that's what he's thinking. He's looking down the road at what do I do when all this is over, because a sporting career can be quite short, and there is a lot of money to be made in the pro game. Now, I think Paddy Barnes would be a very, very exciting professional fighter because of his style. You know, he doesn't, when you fight Paddy Barnes, you don't have to go looking for him. So he would be all action from the very, very beginning. So I would see he would be certainly able to do reasonably well. And I go back on what I'm saying. No, he doesn't have the power that Frampton has, but that doesn't mean that he can't be successful. I think he could. I mean, you don't win two Olympic bronze medals without having an awful lot of ability. And Barnes has that, as does Conlon, as does Jason Quigley.
If you have a question for Mick...